Back here on the second guest show, Mike DiTilio along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Reports are that the Tennessee Titans have traded for, they're trading away their backup quarterback, Malik Willis, to the Green Bay Packers for a late round pick. Man, I didn't think they'd get anything from Malik Willis.
Well,
I know one thing, he can run.
No, he can run. That's
now his
only
passing
thing.
is shaky.
No, he's not. He's like even a poor man Taysom Hill. No, would they want to design certain plays maybe in a game?
Seventh round pick is what they got.
But Mike, you look at he had an opportunity to start a few games with the Titans, but he just can't throw.
He was overwhelmed.
But he can run. Now, when you talk about – and Mike, isn't he – I want to say if size off the top of my head, isn't he pretty big?
Yeah, he's not a small guy.
Well, like Cam Newton, like. But Cam Newton could pass better.
Yeah, much better.
Yeah, from Liberty, he can run, Mike. He can – so you might design plays
and
in a game plan.
That's gadget, especially near the end zone.
Yes.
And short yardage. That's where you could use Malik. And
a lot of teams have witnessed what the Saints do with Taysom Hill. Now, I think Taysom Hill's on a different level because I don't ever, see Malik blocking a punt or anything.
No, he hasn't done any of that.
Malik Willis is like a poor Taysom Hill. He ain't no jack of all trades, but he can run. He definitely can run.
We'll go to our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line. We're going to go to the Longshoreman. Longshoreman, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Bobby and Mike, what's up, my brothers?
All right. What's up, babe?
Hey, Longshoreman. Were you at the game or not? No, sir,
Mr. Bobby. I wasn't able to make that one. And y'all forgive me, I'm a little out of breath. I just got finished hauling all my music gear back in the house. I'm a little out of breath. I'm getting out of shape, man.
Well, no, all of a sudden I'm going up to my seat and I saw your wife, and all of a sudden she goes, oh, we're not necessarily together anymore, but I got the same season tickets. So, Longshore, what are you going to do about that? Come on, is that part of the settlement or what's up with that?
I got plan B for that. Don't worry about that.
Okay, you got plan B. Yeah. No, when I saw her and we had a great time in Mandeville.
Well, I'm glad they came up and spoke to you. I told my daughter to come tell you. I said hello. Did you speak to my daughter?
No, I just spoke to your wife, and she goes, I'm single. I don't know what that means. No. She's a nice lady, and you're a nice man. So
no,
it's all
no,
good.
No. I'm kidding. No, it's all good. Hey, me and Charlie were talking on the sideline before y'all put me on, and I thought Spencer Rattler had a real nice outing, and man, I could see the frustration on his face on a couple of them drops. I'm like, what else can he do? He can't throw the ball and then run 15 yards downfield and catch it too. Y'all got to hang on to the dadgum ball, man. Oh,
we can't have a game, no matter. We're not that good where we can have five or six drops a game. No, but hit your hands.
Nope.
Catch it. I'm telling you, I don't care if it's Derek Carr, Spencer Rattler, Jake Haner. If it hits your hands, make those contested catches. We cannot afford to not be able to first down Saints and move the chains and all that. And because you look how things change. It's like, oh, that would have been a first down. The drive would have continued. And now we didn't catch the ball, so we got a punt. No, I'll tell you, we need the stars our line. And if you have a chance to make a play on the football. Now, you're not going to be 100%. But listen, five or six drops a game, well, you got to be freaking kidding me. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, Bobby, I tell you what, and on the other side, well, on the same offensive side of the ball, I thought Mims had a good outing. And I thought on the defensive side, a play that really stood out to me was, I think me and Charlie were talking about it. I don't know his first name, Rose, the big linebacker with the locks hanging out of his helmet. He made a nice stop in the backfield. Man, he might have just made the Saints, or he's going to make something.
Yeah, well, the one that really I think, and he's you know what? If you stud linebacker DeMario Davis is on your side, the coaches are aware of that. Because in the same meeting rooms is Anthony Argy. I mean, when you look at Argy, what he was able to do, he was number one in preseason tackles with 20 total. If you look at it, passes defended, he was number two. He had a couple of them. And then you look at special teams. He was number one, three total tackles. So I look, you know, Craig Robinson
better
and all that. Yeah.
In coverage.
Yeah.
I thought last year he looked stiff to throw himself in reverse. He's gotten much smoother in the reverse position. He always could play in the forward. Man, he put that thing in drive. He's gone forward. He can make plays.
Yeah.
But he struggled in the coverage part of the game. I think he's gotten, Bob, much better with that. He makes the 53-man squad.
Yeah. I think both him and DeMarco Jackson. I'm not worried about our linebackers. I'm not worried even about our D-line. Now, if our cornerbacks are healthy, I think the safety and the rotation, how we're going to utilize along with Honey Badger, I think they're all going to be serviceable, that being Jonathan Abram, Will Harris, Mike, when you look at that, and then the young guy. Now, has Jordan Howland, I don't know if he's gotten better. But he
plateaued from a year. I thought you would see a jump with him.
No, it
and
hasn't
he sort of has plateaued.
Well, that's why they went after Justin Simmons, who ended up signing with Atlanta. But, I mean, I'm not worried about our defense. I'm telling you, if we got all hands
on offense,
deck, it's going to be, what are we going to do offense? And we're not asking too much. Who that nation? We don't ask too much. We're not greedy. We don't want to crush or stomp people. How about if our defense is holding an opponent to like 19 or 20 points a game? Shame on us if we don't win. And like, let's say the other team has 20 points. We should win 23 or 24 to 20. Well, we don't have to crush them. That to me, I'm not worried about the defense.
The one thing that I didn't think I'd worry about, and it is a small concern, the punting game.
Oh, well,
because that
going backwards.
That to me, you know, Hayball can pop it now. Now sometimes he overkicks his coverage.
Yeah, that's true.
And they'll get a return back. But man, this punting duo between both of them, it's both. They got a lot of. Yeah, it kind of balances the scale with good and bad.
Well,
with Headley.
The net's not good. You have to look at it. Don't look at the gross, because you look at the gross punting. It was Hayball was 48.5. Headley was 45. It's all about directional punting and hang time that all comes into play. Not like, we can punt it 70 yards or whatever. No, y'all kick your coverage and return. For instance, you look at Tennessee. Mike, if you look at Jackson or Garrer, I don't even know who in the hell that is. But he had a long gain of 22. Then Jackson had a 12-yard. So here's Jackson average, basically 10 yards a punt
Jackson
return.
Almost broke that.
Yeah, and then Garrett was like 19 and a half.
Yeah.
So with that being said, you know, that's because we cannot afford to do that. Last year we were number one in punt coverage. Number one in NFL. Not number two or three, number one. We gave up 5.5 yards.
I think I've heard that before.
A punt return. And that. So to me, with Hayball, now with Headley, I mean, can you – right now I don't think the long-term punters on the Saints – we might have to bring back Morstead and let him punt for like 17, 18 years or something.
Or you may take a look somewhere else.
Right. Now the kicker,
else.
I think Groupie.
I think Groupie got
Groupie's
it.
Accepted the challenge, but I think Smith can kick in the NFL.
I give him a redshirt year.
I'm more worried about the punter than the kicker.
Oh,
right,
no
now.
Question.
Yeah.
And I thought Headley would have had the big advantage here. Because I saw Hayball kick at Vanderbilt, and he was a boom guy. I get it as long as I can, and that's great, but you can't punt it 52 yards and you get a 13-yard return.
No, you have to look at the net. If I look at the net, we were like low 30s. That's terrible. If you're amongst the best, you want to be that. Well, if you can have your net about 41, 42 yards, well, that's about as good as it gets. Because you know what? That's like a first down. You can't be like a net 33, 34 yards instead of maybe 43 yards. So, no, that area has to improve because we have to win on special teams. And we've been winning on special teams. You know, Coach Rizzi, Mike, and Galliano, they've done an outstanding job. And that has to continue. You know, we don't need to be taking no step back. We still need to be when this season's over in 2024. You know what? The Saints are still in the top five in special teams. That has to continue. And then I think we can win on defense. So two out of three phases, we are amongst the best. And then that's so, how you. That's how we're going to get the double digit wins.
So
I'm telling you,
they're going to try to win like you guys did late '80s.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, I was part of
teams. But y'all had better offensive talent.
Well,
other than that receiver, Eric was great.
Well, the thing is, we won 12 games twice, 11 games, 10 games. I know what it takes, believe you me. It ain't my first rodeo. Come on.
Thank you so much for the call, Longshoreman. We appreciate it.